I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You know that feeling you're being watched? Imagine feeling that walking into church or while you worship. Turkish Christians are often under scrutiny by state or local authorities. At the church of FMI-supported Pastor Izzet, police will show up and intimidate churchgoers. Speaking through a translator, Pastor Izzet says,
as the people come to the church, they'll set up a video camera and take pictures of all the people that come into the church. We can't share a lot of that just because of security reasons, but there are a lot of things like that that are just very discomforting to people.
Many Christians in Turkey boldly stand for their faith in the face of intimidation and persecution. However,
especially for people who are more weaker in the faith, this is not an opportunity for evangelism. It's often actually a stumbling block for them.
In a culture that's hostile to Christian beliefs, many parents have seen children leave the church. Ron Hutchcraft from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries shares ways to connect with and pray for prodigal children. One prayer is that sin will not deliver. It offers big satisfaction, but can't live up to those promises. For parents, Hutchcraft counsels them examine how they've contributed to the brokenness and repent. However, most of all, Hutchcraft reminds parents there is hope. In Luke 7, the widow's son had died, yet with one touch, Jesus brought him back to life.
And the words of Luke are simple. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. Jesus is still doing miracles like that, giving a son or a daughter who seems like they're lost back to their mother or father. He still does those miracles.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens, so look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.